The Gemara continues, Daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis, three lines from the top. Nis'arvu loy koisois bekoisois. The Gemara continues in the same vein. When he mixed up the different bloods, so in here we're talking about you're mixing up the actual dam of the par and the dam of the sor, different koisois. You mixed up the koisois. You don't know what's in what. Not that you mixed the bloods together. You mixed up what's in your right hand, what's in your left hand. You don't know which kois is the par and which kois is the sor. Zok Rashi in the top. She'ena maka eze kois shapar ve eze kois shasor. Noisen v'choize v'noisen v'choize v'noisen shloi shapomim. The Gemara says the following eitzah. What you do is as follows. You do achas, you're not sure what you're holding is par or sor. It's supposed to be par first and then sor. Achas amala sheva lamato. So what you do is, you're noisen achas amala v'sheva lamato from one kois, assuming that's the par. Then you go to the next kois, Ach lamala v'sheva lamato, assuming that's a soyer, but maybe you were wrong. So then the third time is tam extra. You go again from the first kois. So you do kois number one, kois number two, and then kois number one again. If the first kois was par and then the second was soyer, so you're good to go. Then you did par again. Doesn't hinder. If the first one was soyer, it's out of order. So you did first kois soyer, which is nothing. Then you do the second kois, which is par, which is really the first, and then you go again to this first kois, back again. Start again, and that will be the Sawyer. So you end up doing par and Sawyer. If you do three times, you'll end up doing par and then Sawyer. Now this is Sai by the Pnimis, and you do it again by the Chitzen Pashas, because you have to do by the Heichel too, inside and outside. So if you don't know what's what, you do it everything three times. Zok Rashi, Noisim, Chosim, Noisim, Chosim, Noisim, B'chol HaVoidu, V'Avoidu, Noisim, Achsa, Malav, Shev, Lamata, Mene, Echod, V'Chosim, Noisim, V'Nasheini, Chosim, Noisim, V'Nagishoin. Then you go again, one, two, and then one again. The monofshach im rishon shel paroi. If the first was a par, v'sheni sor yotzeb rishonu uveshniya. Vi rishon shel sor. The first one was rishon was sor. V'harei u'kamoi she'enu. It's like he didn't do anything. K'ritanya par makav zasor yotzeb v'shniya. You yotzeb with the second one uveshlishes, which is going back again, start again the first. Sharei kodam par lasor v'chem echol. You have to do par first and then sor. Now. There is no Baal Tosef, like we said before in the Tosef Shonim, because you're doing this Lohitzim Dei Sveika. You're doing it three times. It's not Pshat Baal Tosef, because you're doing it because you're Mesupik. Whenever a person is Mesupik, there's no din of Baal Tosef. That's brought down in the Poskim, like I've been many things, Tefillin and Chalamoid. When you do something Al Sofik, it's not called Baal Tosef. And Vaita, it's not this man right now. It's if Sawyer is not supposed to be before the par, then it's not Baal Tosef. It's not this man bichlal. Baal Tosef is when it's this man and you did something extra. Another case. If you have the cup of par and the cup of Sawyer, part of that content of par and Sawyer got mixed up in the third cup. Taroivis. So before we had a whole sugar of Taroivis, what do? You have to do everything as if from start, as if it's par and as if it's Sawyer. You can't do two birds in one shot. But you still have part of the cup, only par and only sor. So obviously when you do the maisa azoyes, you use the only par cup and the only sor cup, because par is supposed to be separate from sor. So mikzas domim nis'avu loy, mikzas domim loy nis'avu, part of the blood got mixed up and part is still in its initial kli. So then, pshita kiyor mivadoy yoyv. Obviously when you do the hazor par and hazor sor, you take the cup that is only par and only sor. However, how do you look at that taroivis that's mixed up par and sor together? Do you look at it as a remainder of that which was sprinkled? Hazor that's left over is called shirayim. And what happens to shirayim? Shirayim goes to the yisoid of the mizbech. Uli yisoid azli, oy dilma tchuyin have. Or maybe it's not bichlal called shirayim of the hazor. And if it's not shirayim of the hazor, it doesn't go to the yisoid of mizbech. Va'azli la'omo. And it goes to the omo, and it goes together with other things that get thrown away into the omer. How do you look at this cup that has a tagoivis? Do you look at it as it's a leftover of the hazor? Or no, the hazor was never from there. Zog Rashi, mitzas dominis arvu kugon shenishbach mishnei mizrikois, l'tech mizrik shlishi, reikom, an empty one, you mixed a little of the pine and the sawyer, v'nishtaya behem, cholech ve'echod. So, pshit l'chi yoy, matonis mevadoin yoy, mimashin nisha mizrikois. Amare, when you do the etzim hazor, you do from the etzim mizrikois of pine and sawyer. The leftover in the third, as if it was never mixed up. Uli Yisoyim Mizbeach Achitz and Azli. And it goes to the Yisoyim Mizbeach, it's leftover of the Azor. Kirtan Shiog Adam Ushev Chal Yisoyim Agobi Mizbeach Chitzoyim. Oidom Atchuyin Inu. Hoyol Vei Matonis HaRishoyin Is Nitnu Mimenu. Since Matonis were never given from that. That cup was not, Matonis weren't given from that mixture. Ula Omesh Ab Azor HaMevi Es Kol Lichluch Azor L'Nachal Kidrin Azli. So maybe it goes to the Omer. If Echlal doesn't go to the Yisoyim Mizbeach. How do you look at this or not? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Popper, Afilu Manda Omer Kois Echad Oise Chaveiro Shirayim. That means, we're going to have soon a brisa that says that if you mekabel the dam in two koises, it's shayach, you don't have enough room in one cup, you go to the next cup, in the Kabbalah Sadam. So how do you look at the second cup now? If Kois Echad Oise Chaveiro Shirayim, even if you're going to say one cup makes a second cup into Shirayim and it goes to the Yisoid, if you want to do the Azor from the second cup, you could. You mekabel in two cups. Each one is a valid Kabbalah. You can decide which one you pick. You pick A, doesn't mean B is not a valid place to be mazah from. So memela, the second cup is called Shirayim, even though it wasn't sprinkled from that actual cup. It's called Shirayim because it was able to be sprinkled from there. So mele, hani mele eche di boi le meitzah motzi yoiv. Aval hai di boi le meitzah le motzi yoiv. Mashiach over here from the damat haroivis that you mix together, pa and sor, you can make an application. Now, ein chanami, you could theoretically make an application if you don't have anything else. That was the sugi before. The sugi before was, when you have taroivis, then you have to treat it like par alone and like soy alone. But pshat is klape, now that you have a regular cup of par and a regular cup of sor, it's considered dochui. It's not a place to be mazah from. That's how the Yochim explains it. Be'etzim, it's not really dochui because it could be used. If you lose the par and sor, you can use this cup that has a mixture. But klape, what you have, it's called dochui. So mele, it's not like a regular two koises that you make kabbalin. Aval hai di boi lemeitzel lemotzi yovle. So mele, it's called dochui, and it goes to the omer. And that's what Gemara is saying. Afila man doma kois echad ois chavei shiroyim. That's only hani mili echad iboy lemeisa motzi yoiv. That's because you're able to be mazer from the second cup. So mele it's called shirayim. Aval hai di boy lemeisav lemotzi yoiv le. So mele it's not called shirayim.
It's chal in the dam that you can't be mazer from it, or just were mechusu yudias about it. We don't know.
No, par and sor is you're not supposed to be mazer from that. It's not par. When you're stuck, that's what Ben Yochum says. When you're stuck, you could be maz from it. But avada, when you have in front of you par alone and sor alone, you take par. Why would you do something which is par v'sor, which you have to do everything twice now?
Because you don't know which piece of dam.
Every drop has everything. Tarovis means every drop is everything. So it's not par. It's par v'sor. When you're stuck, that's what you do. But it's not par. It's a b'di'avidik azo. So it's called dochui. So melo le'motziyov le. So even the man d'omer that says koyches echad ois chaveru shirayim, that's because you could be mesa from there. Over here, you can't when you have the par in front of you. Zog the Gemara. Zog Rashi. Aval hay de yoy minei. Sharei adomim halolu. This mixture that has both together. Sheve mizrak shlishi. Niskabel b'shnei hamizroikos. Meaning, over here, la maisa. Hay de yoy minei. Sharei adomim halolu. Sheve mizrak shlishi. Niskabel b'shnei hamizroikos. She nosan b'ena matonos. No, that's next Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Oma le Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yishuel, Rav Popa, Ad Rav, Punkt Faker, the Svara, Afil Eman, Oma Kois, Echad, Ois, Chavera, Dochui, even if you're going to say one Kois makes the other Kois Dochui, and it's not considered Shirayim, because you didn't utilize the second cup, and it goes to the Oma, it's Dochui, Hani Mila, the Dachi Bidayim, because you picked and choose. You had two cups in front of you in Makabel, and you decided to take cup one, so cup two is Dochui Bidayim. So that's where it goes to the Oma. Aval hecha de ledachi b'yadayim. Over here you weren't doichi b'yadayim. The mixture of par and sor together, you weren't doichi b'yadayim because you have no choice. You have par and sor. So you take par and sor. Not beside you pick this over that. This is what has to be used now that you have the par and sor separately. Zok de Rashi. Afilu mando om abe breis lecham on kois echot. That's called dochui. Aval hay de yoy minei. Sharei adomim alolu shev mizrak shlishi niskablu b'shtei hamizrokos. Be'etzem, this was niskabel in two separate mizrokos. B'shas the Kabbalah, before you mixed it together, there was par and there was soyer. So be'etzem, there were roi. She'nosem ena matonos. So b'shas the Kabbalah, it wasn't nitchis. So Mela, and you look at it now as Shirayim. This is maybe not called Nitkis, because Bishaz the Kabbalah, it was Niskabat Tumis Roikas. Later it got mixed up. So Mela, when it was considered Shirayim, and it would go to the Yosodim Mizbeach, and not to the Omer. So that's the Svar of Adarabba.
Why is it not called Dach? Because you mixed it together.
Now that you mix it together, it's not that you chose Hazor from A over B. By the two choices, both are Roy to be Mazah, you chose Hazor and 1 over 2. Over here, B'shas that it's mixed together, you didn't choose 1 over 2. It's not Dach B'dayim. He's saying it was Dachim B'dayim when you put it together. But that wasn't Bizman Hazor. That was, you mixed it together. But now B'shas Hazor, you're Dachim B'dayim. You decide, you know what? I could be Mazah from here. I'm not Mazah from here. That's called Dachim B'dayim. Zog di Gemoga. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, as follows. Lemalu Oimer, one Pasuk, there's two different Pasukim. One Pasuk says, "Ves doma yishof yishpoich." The pasuk says, "Velokcha koy midam achatz beetzboy venos nalkanes mizbeach ha'oila ves doma yishpoich esoy mizbeach oila." So it says clearly that you shoifach the dam to yisoy mizbeach. Velamatu oimer, and there's another pasuk that says, "Ves kol doma yishpoich." Either it's Doma or it's called Doma. When is it called Doma, all the Dam on the Yisrael Mizbeach? And when is it implied not all the Dam? Zogti Gemoga, Lemalo, Zogdrashi. Zogdrashi, the Tanya, Beplukta, the Tukos, Oizachavera, Dochu, Yoshirayim, it's a Machloikis. Why? Lemalo, Oime, Bechatz, the Soyan, Nosi, Ves Doma, Yishpoich, Uve Shirayim, Ksiv. That's what about Shirayim, it says Doma. Veloiksiv, called Doma. Ulamata, Bechatz, Yochit, Bishirayim, Dide, Ksiv, it says called Doma. So the Braise continues, Minayin l'chata shekibol doma ba'arba koisis. Let's say mekabel the chatos in four different koisis. And you decide to be mazah from each one of them. V'nosim mizeachas u'mizeachas. Each one, you go to each karen from every kois. So each one of them, the leftover, is considered nishpachan liyasoid. Each one is shirayim. Shekulim nishpachan liyasoid. That's the posuk, Talmud lo imabes kol doma yishpoich. Meaning, when you have utilize an actual application from each one of the koises, then each remainder of every kois is called shirayim. That's called Omi Yishpoich. Yochel afilu nosen ar matonis me'achas. Let's say you do all four matonis from one cup. Do you look at the other three cups as shirayim also? So Yochel, you might think, afilu nosen ar matonis me'achas, man, that maybe the rest should also go to the yisoid? Tamaloyman, no. Ves doma yishpoich. Only the remainder of the cup that you did the actual application of the Azor from goes to the Yisoid. Hu nishpach liyisoid, v'hei nishpach la'omo. The rest of the blood goes to the Omo. That's the first Shita. Rabbi Lozber, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no. Not just when you do an actual application of four cups, then the remainder goes to the Yisoid. But if you do only from one, then the rest goes to the Omer. Rabbi Lozber, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Minayin l'chad shkibol doma ba'arba koises. Even if you're mekabel in four koises. V'nosan arba matonis me'echad, then you did all the matonis only from one cup. Shekul on nishpach liyisoid, each one of them goes to the yisoid, the remainder, even though there was no hazor done from the other koises, other three. Tamal loymar, that's the posik, ves kol doma yishpoich. So that's what he uses as kol doma for. Tanakama differentiates between, if you did an hazor from all four, that's kol doma, then the remainder of all four. But if you do an application, all four from one, then the rest is only doma yishpoich, only the rest of the one you mazah from, but the rest go to the oma. And Rabbi Lozer Shimon says, even if you did all four hazois from one cup, the rest is also included in kol doma yishpoich. So what does he do with the pasuk of doma? Ul Rabbi Lozer Shimon hai oksiv ves doma yishpoich. He agrees that the leftover blood, not in the cup, but that was not applied. But the leftover blood in the animal's neck, that avada does not go to the yisoid. That avada goes to the omer, whatever comes out of there. So Mimela comes out over here. The yisoid is dikam achloikis. How do you look at the dam that's in the kli, even though there was no hazor done in it? Do you say that the dam in the kli, that there was no hazor done on it? Do you say that it's chal on this dam adin zrika? Meaning, it's chal adin zrika, just I happen to have not been zoyrik, but the rest, the remainder, goes also to the yisoid? Or do you say no? You don't look at the dam in the kli as it's chal on the din zrika. A din zrika is only chal on what you were zorik batsim. That's what Chaim and Seif explains. The hainu, when you're zorik the dam from one kois, so now, do you say what you were zorik on, the rest of that kois, the shirayim, and goes to the site? Mashing the other cups, even though you're makabel, it's not chal din zrika on it because you weren't zorik before you. So mele goes to the oma? Or do you say no? Anything this kabel in the kois is chal din zrika. Just I wasn't zorik before you. It's chalad din zrika. The Kabbalah means the geshafel din zrika. So a mele goes to the yisoid and not to the oma, even though he didn't apply the actual azor from that cup. The vart is, do you look at anything in the kli is considered a din shirayim? Meaning, the chalois din shirayim is ayedei the zrika sadam, and everything else in the kli has a din shirayim on it, even though there was no zrika done on that cup specifically, but it geshafel gevorn through the zrika. It's the chalois din shirayim on anything in the cup. Mashengen in the tzavar, that's a din dochui. Something that's in the tzavar is called dochui, because there's no din zrika done on that which is in the tzavar. A zrika in the cup, or even what's niskabel in the cup, is not negated to what's in the tzavar, so the tzavar is not a din shirayim, the tzavar is a din dochui. So mele the tzavar behema, then everyone agrees. Even the Beloz of Shimon agrees. No one's going to say it's a chalad din zrika on the tzavar behema. The question is, how do you look at the dam and the kli, even if you weren't zurikit? It's chaladin zrika, so it's chaladin shirayim. Or do you say, no, only we're mazah be'etzim, it's chaladin zrika. Mashiach and the rest was never chaladin zrika. The tzava behema, everyone agrees, not chaladin zrika. How is it din zrika on something that's in an animal's neck?
It was never
niskabel in the cup. The question is, do you need a mute on this dam at tzava or not? Do you say it was never niskabel in the cup, so that's why it's doch and it goes to the oma? And it never has a din shirayim because it's never niskabel in the kli? And Tanakama holds you don't need a posk for this. It's not Goy Lezrika at all. Or others learn the pshat is that it's Damatamsis. And that's good for the posk come to Mayit. It's come to Mayit, it's Damatamsis, because it's not Damanefesh, that which is remains in the Tzavar. That means even if you makabel it in a Kli, it won't be Royal Lezrika, because it's not Damanefesh. Now there's a tzad that maybe the Sakin is ready Mekadish the Dam, even the Dam in the Tzavar, and that's why you need to be Mayitit, because the fart is Roy.
I saw that maybe it wasn't Skabel later on, just because this Zrika wasn't in the Kabel. Maybe later on it did come into a
cup. I mean, eventually it wasn't skabel. But that's already after the zrika. So it's not chaladin zrika on it. Zog the Gemara, ira dama par, letoich dama so'ir. If let's say you mix together the two dots around eight lines from Nunzayin or Beis, ira dama par, letoich dama so'ir. Now we're back to the avoida. The Kohen Godel on Avodah Yom Kippurim has the Dama Par, he does Achaz Amal Shev L'mato. The Dama Soy inside, he does Achaz Amal Shev L'mato. The Dama Par, he does from the Hegel Achaz Amal Shev L'mato. The Dama Soy, he does Achaz Amal Shev L'mato. Now, you mix up the Par and the Soy together, and you go and you apply it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and likewise on the Mizbeach HaChitzoy. So now, you mix it together. So, either Dama Par, Latech Dama Soyer, Tnan, our Mishnah is commander Omar Ma'arvin Lekarnois. When you pour it on the Karen of the Mizbeach, it's after you mix together the par and the soyer. It's a machloikas of him Arvin Lekarnois. Maybe when you pour it on the Karnois of Mizbeach, you do it separate too. Par and the Karnois and soyer and the Karnois, just like you did by the Hechel and by the Fnaiv Lefnim on the Parochas, you did it separate. So Tnan, commander Omar Ma'arvin Lekarnois. Then when you pour it on the Karnois, it's an irvuv of par and soyer. And the Mikdash David clears, what's the pshat behind that it's an iruv? Is it the pshat, it's like it's two different matonis of par and soyer that I'm uruv together? Or no, it's considered a matona of par uruv together, meaning, how do you look at this application of iruv? Do you look at it as an application of par and soyer, just happen to be uruv together? Or do you look at it as a new application called par and soyer, a new combination, new formulation? What's a nafkamina? He says, nafkamina is very geschmack. If let's say, do you need a shir hazor for the par and the soyer? Whatever the shir hazor is, if you look at it as a new formulation of par v'soyer, so you need a shir hazor of par v'soyer. But if you look at it as a application of par and soyer, just happens to be morphed together, then you need a shir hazor for par and a shir hazor for soyer, because it's two different hazors that you see in the ear roof. Another nafkamina, he says, if you're mefagel, if let's say you have in mind machshavas pigul by par alone, so if it's considered an application of par v'soyer, there's no machshavas pigul of par. It's no application of par over here. But if in the Ha'irvuv you see par and soyer, then you can have a machshavas pigul on par. But if it's an application of a new formulation called par v'soyer, then it's machshava, that's something that's irrelevant to what you're doing now. How do you look at the Ha'irvuv? If it's no shaykhs, if par v'soyer is a new formulation that you created, so then what is par? It's not a chatzi matir, it's in the ingredient, but we don't look at it as par. So they bring Reb Chaim in stencils, mashma, that Reb Chaim says that this whole din of ma'arvin lekarnos is a lechatchila dekedin. But b'dievet, if you do it separate, it's good. So we see clearly that it's an application of par v'soyer. Because how would it work, par on its own and soyer on its own on the karnam is beach, if it's a formulation that's a new formulation called par v'soyer? From the fact that b'dievet you can do par alone and soyer alone on the mizbeach is a raya that it's not a new formulation. It's par v'soyer that happens to be together. But raya b'dievet it works separately. Zogdemo teran command omar ma'arvin lekarnos. The itmar, we have a raya like this din that ma'arvin lekarnos from our Mishnah. The itmar Rabbi Yoishev and Rabbi Yoinison. Machlokes Rabbi Yoishev and Rabbi Yoinison. Chad omar ma'arvin. One says you mix the par and the soyer together before you pour it on the karnam of mizbeach. Now there's really two karnas of mizbeach. There's a mizbeach apnimis and a mizbeach achitzayim. Mizbeach azov and a mizbeach achitzayim. So you're ma'arav before you do any of the karnas. Rabbi Yoshia says, one says you're ma'arvin, one says you're not. So I'll bring you a riot this time. The Rabbi Yoshia is the one that says ma'arvin, that you mix the par and soil together when you put on the karnas. Why? Because Rabbi Yoshia says as follows. The Omar, af agav the loik siv yachtov, commandus siv yachtov domi. Rabbi Yoshi is of the opinion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin as follows. Zok Rashi, Ma'arvin lekarnos. The first wide line. Ma'arvin dam poer v'dam soyer, k'shabol lita matonis karnos mizbeach apnimi. Rashi says mizbeach apnimi, meaning you stop in the mizbeach apnimi. And the mandoma says, Ey ma'arvin, the mashra v'lokach midam apar, midam soyer. Each one separately. Mikolecha b'fnei atzmoy. So it's a raya. Rabbi Yoshi is the one that holds your ma'arv. The afagav, the loiksiv yachtov, there's a sugi in Sanhedrin that says, Ish ashek kikalas oves imoy. If you mekalal your father and your mother, so you might think any ele ovev imoy. Maybe only when you mekalal together, you're not chayiv if you mekalal ovev without imoy. Ovev beloy imoy, imoloy ovev minayin. How does Rabbi Yoshia say that even if you mekalal separately, tameloyma is a separate pasuk at the end. Ovev kilal imoy kilal. Divrei Rabbi Yishaya. So Rabbi Yishaya says the fact that the Torah separates at the end ovev kilal imoy kilal is mashma you can mekalal separately in chayiv. Rabbi Yonason Omar, no. Mashma shteim ke'echod. It's mashma on the one hand together. It says, Ove v'imoy, u'mashma kolecha b'fnei atzmoy. Achi yivro ha'kosov yachtov. So until the Torah says yachtov, like shor v'chamor yachtov, you're not chayv together, and you're chayv separately. Amal Rabbi Shaya, iloy hodaksiv ove v'imoy kilo. If not for the posuk again coming and saying, Ove v'imoy kilo separately, havamin you would say, reish l'kos shteim ke'echod. You would say it's together, without the word yachtov. Mashma hocha nami midam apar midam esor shneim keichud mashma, just like by kilul oviv imoy. If not for the posuk coming together and saying separately, you would say it's only together, even without the word yachtov. Unlike Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason says until it says the word yachtov, it doesn't mean together. So we see Rabbi Shai says it means together. So within dam apar, par and sor means together. Ma'arvin, from the fact that we see that the klola is means together, so to the ma'arvin par v'dam of the sor means together. It's time to Rabbi Shaya the Omer Ma'arvin. The Omer Avagav Lok Siv Yachtov. Without saying the Yachtov, it also means together. Command the Siv Yachtov Domi. It's as if it's written Yachtov. So the Gemara is Matchano. Afilu Teim Rabbi Yonason. Maybe the din of Ma'arvin, the Karnos, is even according to Rabbi Yonason that says that usually he has to say Yachtov to be considered one. And by Ove V'Ime Kilel, it would not imply that it has to be together. Shaini Hocho, Dichsiv Achas. At the end of the day, it says, V'chiper aron al karnos hamizbeach achas bashono. It says achas, the kapora is one. So a melech has to be an application of the kapora of par and sor together on the mizbeach, and not a separate application, because it says achas bashono. So that's where over here, even without yachtov, it means one. And la'olam yabishaya would be the one that says, Eim arvin. Zog demol Rabbi Yonison, afilu teim Rabbi Yonison, shaniyoch dechsiv achas. Zog di gemore, Tanya the loike shinuyon. I'll bring you a brisa, not like we were just matcha. We were just matcha that Rabbi Yonason is. It's really like Rabbi Yonason that says ma'arvin, because over here it says achas. So now we're going to bring a raya that no, it's really like we said originally that Rabbi Shai is the one that says that you're ma'arvin. Why? It says v'lokach midam apar midam asoyer she'er mulovin div Rabbi Yoshia. It says black and white. Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Yoshia is the one that says that they have to be mu'urovin, the par and the soyer. Rabbi Yonison Omar, dafnun chesam and aleph, mizeh b'fnei atzmoy u'mizeh b'fnei atzmoy. Rabbi Yonison clearly says that you do each one separately, the par on itself and the soyer on itself. So it says clearly in this brisa that Rabbi Shaya is the one that says ma'arvin to the karnas, and Rabbi Yonison the one that says that mizeh b'fnei atzmoy, mizeh b'fnei atzmoy, einam ma'arv the karnas together. Zog di gemora, omar Rabbi Shaya. So Rabbi Yoshia, Omer Rabbi Yoshia, so Rabbi Yoshia told Rabbi Yonison, V'aloi kvar ne'emar achas, after all, it says achas, and achas is mashma, that you ma'arif together. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Yonison said back, V'aloi kvar ne'emar, midam apar midam asor. There's another implication in the pasuk. It says, V'loch midam apar midam asor, is mashma that each one is separately. Zog de Gemara, im kain, so he told him back, im kain loma ne'emar achas, what's pshat in achas? Loi melecha, it's coming to tell me, achas v'leishtayim midam apar, achas v'leishtayim midam asor. Meaning, la'olam, you don't put them together. Achas doesn't mean that you put them together. Achas just means that you have one application of the dam apar and one application of the dam asor, and not to make two applications of the par and two applications of the sor. But la'olam, it's taka separate. Zog ma'otanyi, idach will enter a different braisa, v'lochem midam apar midam asor, shi'u mu'rovin zebezeh, clearly it should be together. That is, achas is telling me that it's mu'uruf together. We'll see this gemara again tomorrow, but this gemara comes out like a b'yoshia that it's mu'uruvin zebezeh on the kanas of mizbeach.